Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's that time of the year again, the time when dictionaries come up with their words of the year. Stateside's Lester Graham spoke with University of Michigan professor Ann Curzan, co-host of That's What They Say here on Michigan Radio.
Okay, I looked at the list and I'm thinking, well, this is going to be a fun show. Or maybe not.
I know. The words of the year that are being announced are not a very happy lot. I need to start by backing up and talking about these words of the year votes and where they come from.
Yeah, who gets to decide that?
Yeah, well, and I want to give a shout out to the American Dialect Society. I will admit I'm a member of the American Dialect Society, which started the idea of the word of the year vote back in 1990, and it was based on Time's Person of the Year. And we started voting. We still do this, and we vote the first week of January. In other words, we wait for the year to be over. Because you never know what could happen linguistically in December.
Right.
But since then, we've had dictionaries start to do the same thing, and they bring out their words of the year in November and December. So Oxford Dictionaries does a word of the year, Merriam-Webster, dictionary.com, Collins. So we've got a few of these, and some of them have now been announced. Oxford Dictionaries got some attention because their choice was post-truth.
Which has been talked about a lot this year in a way that for journalists is really disappointing because we kind of embrace the truth. So who decides that? How do they decide that? I mean, do they have a board of editors at the dictionary that decides that? And is it based on frequency? Is it based on
– It's both of those things. So it is chosen by the editorial staff. They are looking at frequency, what words are getting looked up, where are their particular spikes – because there are some words that get looked up a lot, but they always get looked up a lot. And then you'll see spikes on particular words. And post-truth was getting a lot of attention this year. I think one of the other things they're noting is that this year, post-truth started to show up without quotation marks. That when words are first coming in, people will say it is, quote-unquote, post-truth, to signal this is new, they may define it. And now we're using post-truth as if everyone knows what it means.
Well, if everybody's looking it up, can you define it for us?
So I'll give you Oxford Dictionary's definition, and they say it is relating to or denoting circumstances in which objective facts are less influential in shaping public opinion than appeals to emotion and personal belief.
There we are.
Yeah. Now, there's been some interesting discussion about this to say that appeals to emotion are actually not new. That, of course, in political discourse, we've often appealed to people's emotions, and emotions can have a lot of sway, often as much as or more than fact. So there have been some people saying, okay, let's just make sure we say that the idea of appealing to emotions is not entirely new.
You have another entry here. It's just as cheery as the last one, if not more so.
Dictionary.com. And dictionary.com is giving us as the word of the year, xenophobia. Yeah.
Which also is understandable why it's brought up this year. So why don't you define or give us their definition of it?
Yeah. So fear or hatred of foreigners or people from other cultures or strangers. It is really sad that this is a word that is being looked up a lot. The editors at dictionary.com are careful to say, we don't know why people are looking it up. It could be to check the spelling. It could be to check the meaning. It could be to send the definition to a friend. But it does mean that this is something we're thinking about, talking about, worrying about. It is something we should be worrying about. There, according to dictionary.com, there was a big spike in 2015 after the attacks on foreign workers in South Africa and the rise of xenophobia in South Africa. And they say, you know, we can see that xenophobia is a worldwide phenomenon. And then with Brexit and then the U.S. presidential election, there's been a lot of talk about xenophobia.
We're talking about the words of the year. Do you have any hints for us what the American Dialect Society might be thinking about?
There are a few things floating around. It's hard to believe that political words won't be a big part of our discussion, too. We actually have a category this year called Political Word of the Year, so perhaps we can isolate them into their own category. I know.
Good luck with that.
My colleague Alan Metcalf has put out the suggestion of microaggression for the word of the year, again, something we're talking a lot about. I have a friend who is a big advocate for normalize as the word of the year. it's not a new word, but it is something that I think, again, we've been talking a lot about in terms of our concerns about what may be getting normalized in our discourse and in our culture.
University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan studies linguistics and the history of the English language, and she's the co-host of That's What They Say here on Michigan Radio. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Lester.
And in case you're wondering, Merriam-Webster's word of the year is surreal. They say because it was looked up more frequently by users in 2016 than any other year. They define surreal as marked by the intense, irrational reality of a dream.